It's Thursday, October 12th, 2017, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. This is Conor Muinicon in the Black Knight studio, and I'm joined on Skype by the organisers of WordCamp Dublin. So I'm joined by Colm Troy. Hi, Colm.
Hi, Conor. How you doing?
Very well. Rodolfo Meloyi. Is that good, Rodolfo?
Good man. Thanks very much, Conor.
You're welcome. Brilliant. And thank you. And Mark Smallman. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And it's good of you guys to take the time to talk to me, because I know that things are very busy for WordCamp Dublin. Black Knight is a sponsor of WordCamp Dublin. Colm, tell us, what is WordCamp Dublin about and why is it exciting?
Yeah, well, thanks, Colm. So basically, WordCamp Dublin is the very first WordCamp to happen in Dublin. We had a WordCamp Ireland, which is over 7 years ago now, Colm, which Black Knight, I know, were keen supporters of back then. So it's really been a crying shame that there hasn't been a WordCamp in Ireland at all for the last 7 years. In summary, basically what a WordCamp is an event all about WordPress, which, as you know, is essentially the world's leading open source content management system. And WordCamps are really an opportunity to bring together the local WordPress community in cities all over the world. So, for example, I think at the last count, there was over 700 WordCamps in the past 12 months all over the world. So this weekend, I think we happen to be unique in that actually this weekend, we're the only WordCamp in Europe. Normally, there's about two or three of them on every weekend somewhere across Europe. I think this weekend in Europe, we're the only one. In the States, I think there's three this weekend. And essentially, it's an opportunity where we're going to probably have upwards of about 250 people at the event. And we've got 25, 26 speakers over 2 days running two tracks, one kind of with a technical slant, one with a business slant, covering all sorts of topics related to WordPress. And not just WordPress, essentially. You're also going to have talks on things that are related to the world of WordPress, business growth, entrepreneurship, SEO. Essentially, you know, there's a lot of people in Ireland who have businesses that are powered by WordPress, but they wouldn't necessarily be WordPress experts. And there's a lot at the conference for those people as well. So yeah, it's running over Saturday and Sunday. We've got an after party on Saturday evening in town for our attendees, and it's a fantastic opportunity, I think, not just to talk about WordPress, but also just to bring the community together. I think that's one of the things certainly that I found from WordCamps over the last few years, is that it's just a great opportunity for, you know, designers, developers, business owners, you name it, and anyone who kind of has some you know, contact with the WordPress world, it's a super place to get together and, you know, have a chat.
You mentioned that WordPress is the world's leading open source content management system. I'd imagine you could do away with the word open source there as a qualifier and say that WordPress is quite simply the world's leading content management system. I've just come from TBEX, the Travel Bloggers Conference, last week in Killarney, and I've been at a lot of blogging events in the last while. Now, I know bloggers are a self-selecting group in a way, but everyone is talking about WordPress. I've been using WordPress for well over 10 years, and in that time, it has really come to dominate. How much of the web is it possible to say is managed by WordPress as a CMS now?
Yeah, so basically there are numbers that are tracked for these particular statistics, and which people don't have in hand, but it's very close on 30% of the entire web is now run and powered by WordPress in some shape or form. So, and it completely dwarfs, you know, anything that's close to it. So you're right, it's not just open source. Any kind of content management system doesn't come close. I think like Drupal and Joomla would be the closest competitors, and they're down around 1-2% kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, it's huge.
Rodolfo, if I could ask you, given the ubiquity of WordPress, the fact that it is really managing such a large chunk of the internet now, and a lot of sites for small businesses and individuals and people like that, a lot of people don't understand what WordPress is, and there are different incarnations, aren't there, Rodolfo, of WordPress? And there's an open source project, WordPress.com, an Automatica company, and then there's things like WordCamps, which are independent, volunteer-run, as I understand it. Can you explain a little bit about how all that is, and what is owned by whom, and what is done by whom, if you like?
Okay, no problem. Well, I would actually start from Blogger or platforms like that. So in the past, there used to be, well, they're still there, actually. There used to be platforms where people could start their own blog. And for years, WordPress was the go-to platform for bloggers. It was nowhere near a piece of software able to build websites or, you know, implement e-commerce websites or do, you know, complicated things. It was always a blogging platform. So I suppose that's when the WordPress.org and WordPress.com kind of was born, in a way where one is the self-hosted. So the likes of Black Knight supplies the hosting and you can build your own website with WordPress.org core software and plugins and themes. And then there is the WordPress.com version, which is hosted by WordPress itself. You can still build your own blog, install themes and plugins. And there is actually now even an enterprise version of WordPress.com. So it's still a little bit complex from a non-techie point of view. But I think the biggest difference in the last few years is that now people are using WordPress as a website design, website development platform. And all the people I've spoken to in the past, they just thought WordPress was a blogger version or a, you know, just a blogging solution. So I think that's the main difference. And in relation to WordCamps, just to wrap this up.
Yes.
Well, possibly 80% of the people who use WordPress are freelancers, or they work from home, or they digital nomads, whatever they're doing. So WordCamps are a great way to put all these people together in a room and actually get something new to learn, or even make friends. And I actually find this is the best thing about WordCamps. Contents are amazing. We're going to have 25 amazing sessions, 26 speakers, 2 days packed of contents. But there's going to be networking, there are going to be coffee breaks, there is going to be a party. Like, it's all about making friends within the community. I think that's the biggest USP about WordCamps, and hopefully WordCamp Dublin will be exactly like that.
Yeah, and I think from a Black Knight point of view, Rodolfo, I have to say that Black Knight is a company that has, I think, grown up alongside WordPress. Obviously, we support other platforms in that as well, but we're going to have staff on site working on the day at the event as well with you guys. But we also have staff who are attending in their own interest as well, because we have a lot of WordPress users in-house as well as among our customers as well. Mark, Colm mentioned that there hasn't been a WordCamp in the Republic, in the south of Ireland, for 7 years. But you guys organised one last year in Belfast.
Yeah, we did. We had the first one ever in Northern Ireland in October last year at the Queen's University. At that event, we had 161 people in total. And that ranged from, you know, speakers that were both local in and around Belfast or Northern Ireland, and from the south as well, and also from further afield. We had also sponsors that were there from both local and further afield, and we had, I think it was 26 talks and events sort of going on over the 2 days with the two tracks, the two rooms. They included tech talks, SEO talks, workshops, and a happiness bar as well, which is now being sort of renamed as a help desk, which we'll have in Dublin. So I suppose really, I mean, obviously we have the benefit of being able to learn from the mistakes, that any mistakes that are any tips or tricks that we find out in Belfast, we can obviously carry them over to Dublin.
Colm, just to clarify, and I know I kind of asked this already, but does Automattic have any involvement? That's the company behind WordPress.com. Do they have any involvement with WordCamps, or do they, or any more than any other company that's involved with essentially an open source project?
Yeah, automatic is, it tends to confuse a lot of people who aren't very close to the WordPress community. Essentially, automatic is a private company, right? And they're funded to the tune. I mean, you know, if you're to believe valuations and, you know, tech Silicon Valley valuations, you know, you can take those with a pinch of salt. But it's essentially a billion-dollar company, and it's a fully remote company with about over 600 staff at this point in time. They don't own the WordPress project. The WordPress project is completely separately managed by the WordPress Foundation, which is a non-for-profit based in the US. But Automattic essentially would be the main commercial arm. It's run by Matt Mullenweg, who's also the founder of the WordPress project, along with Mike Little, who's based in the UK. So basically, yeah, I mean, you've got Automattic sending, certainly would be sent. I think, Mark, we probably have about 5 or 6 people from Automattic coming this weekend.
Yeah, we do. We have a few of them which have volunteered as well, which is fantastic. So I've kind of roped them straight into the man on the help desk.
Does Donnacho Cleave still work for Automattic?
He does, actually. Yeah. He's not. I don't think he's attending. Yeah. I think Donnacho it can't make it, but he is very much an active part of Automattic. I mean, he was, I think, employee number one, if I believe. I think Matt used to fund Dunica's salary from his own salary, going right back to the very, very, you know, very, very early days of the WordPress project. So Automattic, yeah, I mean, they are very much involved in WordCamps all over the world. I mean, they are essentially one of the big supporters of the project. They'll also, we've got a number of speakers from Automattic as well. We've got Tammy Lister, who's heavily involved on one of the biggest projects that's ongoing in the WordPress project, which is the new Gutenberg editor, which is a complete rethink and reimagination of how we're all going to be editing and creating content in WordPress. And I think her talk is going to be eagerly anticipated, where she takes us through Gutenberg, which was first revealed by Matt Mullenweg at WordCamp Europe this past June in Paris. So it's a project that's kind of, I suppose, isn't without its controversy, because it's quite a big departure from how the editing experience in WordPress currently works. So it's a hotly debated topic at the moment. So that'll certainly be one to watch out for anyone's coming along. And we also have Luminous, who works for Automattic, and Rodolfo could tell you more about what he's doing. But we certainly have a huge involvement from Automattic. Yeah.
What about that, Rodolfo? What are the highlights in terms of the speakers and the keynotes at WordCamp Dublin?
Yes. So since the very beginning, actually, we said we're going to have 25 sessions, 25 speakers, and we decided that they're all equal. So we decided we're not going to have keynote speakers where everyone is the same and everyone is important. Having said that, we definitely have to mention, I believe, Intercom, which, as you know, it's been founded by 4 Irish guys in San Francisco, and their content marketing manager is speaking about how they grew their blog and their sales through content. So that's going to be an amazing session for sure, as well as Google itself actually is going to be in track one, talking about Google search, of course. And we also have Sage and Pragmatic, who are actually going to have a great chat about looking after big WordPress projects. So Pragmatic is the agency, Sage is the client. They will both speak during the same session. And then, needless to say, there are at least 2 amazing talks about GDPR, which seems to be the biggest topic of the moment, of course, with the upcoming May 2018 new regulations about the data. And in the business track, so in room number 2, we have at least 5 or 6 speakers who will talk about content marketing. So I think these are the biggest thing, and I haven't even gone into WordPress itself. So if we have developers and even users who are willing to learn a little bit more about the tech part of WordPress, well, track 1 for the 2 days is all going to be about that. So we're pretty excited.
Fantastic.
And 26 speakers are going to really rock, and we're looking forward to it.
Mark, your part of your responsibilities this year is for WordCamp Dublin is involved with organising the volunteers. It's a huge volunteer effort, I imagine.
It's massive. It's massive. The spreadsheet that had to be sort of created to try and organise all the volunteers as to who's doing what, where and when. You know, the guys will tell you it's 120 rows by about 30 columns, and it's just, you know, kind of crazy. You're obviously trying to slot volunteers in at most suitable, you know, tasks. For instance, if anybody has any photographic background and has the camera gear, then we've asked them to do photography so that we can obviously use them images for hopefully if there's a WordCamp next year. We've got volunteers that are doing video, obviously helping out, you know, everything from, you know, helping the tea and coffee stations, make sure everybody's able to get refreshments at lunchtime, guiding people towards the registration from the outer doors, you know, registration itself, handing out the T-shirts, making sure everybody's got their badges. You know, there is a huge amount of, you know, work that has to be, that goes into this. And of course, all these volunteers are, you know, giving up their time for to do this. But what we want, what do we try to do with every WordCamp is to try and make sure that each volunteer is still able to enjoy the event. And are able to be able to see, you know, any talks that they specifically want to see. So volunteers can come back to us and say, you know, I'm not, can I get switched around from, you know, being outside this time to being able to take in this talk? And then, you know, if there's a rule within the room that that talk is happening, and they're able to, you know, swap around with somebody else, then fantastic. But it's just a massive, massive juggling act to try and get everybody slotted in and on the roles filled.
And I suppose it's worth pointing out as well, it's a reminder of the fact it's a volunteer effort. It's a reminder of the fact that WordPress is more than obviously it's business and it's work and it's profits for a lot of people, large companies and small. But it's also a community, an international community of people who are using this software to do great things. Colm, can you give us some of the details, please, in relation to when, where and are there any tickets left?
Sure. So basically, yeah, it's Saturday, October 14th and Sunday, October 15th. So it's this weekend, time recording. We're just rapidly approaching, less than 48 hours away from the event now. And yeah, the conference registration starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning in DCU Business School, the third floor. We have a small number of tickets left. I'm delighted to say that we're very, very close to selling out. So there's If you act now, don't delay, as they say on pushy sales commercials, you might get a ticket. But yeah, I mean, we've been absolutely delighted with the response. When you're organising an event like this, obviously Mark organised Belfast last year, but since we hadn't had a WordCamp down this neck of the woods in quite some time, we weren't sure as to what kind of level of response, but we've been inundated with speaker applications. I mean, the actual schedule we have is right up there with any WordCamp I've been to, and I've been to them all over Europe. The number of volunteers that we got, we've been inundated with applications. And I'm delighted to say that our attendee list is you know, we're close to bursting at the seams, Con. So very yeah, good. I mean, if you act quickly, you to get a ticket.
Over 220 tickets sold, but there's a handful left. Colm, we wish you the very best to look at it. And on behalf of Black Knight, I'm delighted to say, I'm delighted that we're involved with it.
And thank you very much to Black Knight for their support. I mean, it's with sponsors that basically help to keep, you know, the ticket price is €35, which is an absolute steal for a two-day event. I mean, comparable events with the kind of caliber of speakers we have are quite frequently, you know, into the hundreds, sometimes thousands of euros. So the ticket price is just with the help of the likes of Black Knight, you know, it's €35 for a weekend. So it's an absolute no-brainer for anyone who's involved in WordPress or web to come along.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. Colm, Rodolfo and Mark, thank you, all three of you, for joining us on the Black Knight podcast.
Thanks, Colm.